Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of attention, well, maybe not with all the news outlets, but some of them looking at what's been happening with the southern border and all the migrant crossing and the gotaways or people who were illegal that didn't get stopped by Border Patrol that are in the country. Some are concerned if they've had a criminal background. If every now and then we hear of reports of people who were sex offenders or criminals or other issues. But we're also being told that the northern border has seen a 743% increase in illegal migrants trying to cross because it's easier than coming through Mexico. And some of these people are trudging through freezing temperatures. So according to Daily Mail is reporting on this, and Robert Garcia, chief patrol agent for the Swanton sector, they cover Vermont, New York, and New Hampshire, he said he has seen and is troubled by the increasing popularity of the people smuggling route. 743% rise in migrant encounters compared to the same period a year ago. He said traffickers are exploiting desperate asylum seekers with potentially lethal consequences, freezing temperatures, and dangerous passages. The Grand Fork sector covers Minnesota and North Dakota. They have reported 90 apprehensions in the 3 months since October 1. And the figure is more than for the whole of the 2022 fiscal year when 80 were apprehended between September 30th and October 1st, 2022. So in the last 3 months, they've caught 90 people, which, again, is a far cry from what we see with the southern border, but it is a huge step up from what they saw before last year. And they said it comes as a surprise as officials are focusing on trying to deal with the holes in the southern border. That has reached a crisis point as thousands of migrants seek entry from Mexico every day. So the deadly consequences were laid bare when an Indian family of four was found dead just north of the Grand Fork sector. They said at the beginning of January, a Haitian man, Fritznell Richard, died north of the Swanton sector having frozen to death while trying to reach his wife in the U.S. They say Swanton sector's greatest concern in carrying out our mission of border security is the preservation of life, the lives of community residents we are sworn to protect, the lives of our Border Patrol agents carrying out the mission day in and day out in the field, and the lives of the individuals, families, and children we are charged with apprehending as they attempt to circumvent legal processes for entry. They said, unfortunately, the transnational criminal organizations that stand to profit from the increased flow of human traffic care only about profits and have no concern for the welfare of those who plight they seek to exploit for financial gain. So they're promising that they could get them through, and not sure how they get them up to Canada, because you've got to get to Canada and go through their customs and all that, but then from there, be able to sneak into America. Border Patrol said the number of migrants encountered in the sector during the 2023 fiscal year, which began in October, had already surpassed the 12 months of the previous fiscal year, and that's only at the three-month mark. They said in December, a record 441 people were apprehended in that sector. So the latest data represent a sustained increase in illegal border crossings as we head into the harshest winter months. So overnight temperatures in the zone, they said, had dropped to 12 degrees Fahrenheit. They have dropped below zero, and not to mention if there's wind chill. So, sadly, these people are risking death. And it's frightening. I get this. As a daughter of an immigrant, people trying to flee their conditions to get to America, I get it. People will put their lives on the line, and they will try to make it across. Unfortunately, you have a handful of individuals who are bad people that are wolves in sheep's clothing trying to come across as well. And we're supposed to have a very consistent message, which could prevent some of the death and some of the smuggling. And there should be a message coming from our administration on where to go, how to go, how to get, you know, be on a waiting list, how to be vetted. And then they should say, look, we can only take so many. It took my family 20 years to finally be able to make it to America after the Holocaust. And it was because America, thank God, granted visas to German refugees from the Holocaust, Germans who had to escape that, German Jews. So my grandmother was able to apply for a visa, and then she and her husband were able to go, and when my father finished his military stint in Israel, was able to come over and then come to America to help support them. They all learned the language, became citizens, and then he ended up marrying my mom and then having me. So it was a huge process, and it took decades for them to be able to come. And I'm not saying I want the process to take decades, but it has to be systematic so people aren't losing their lives, people aren't going to traffickers, people aren't being trafficked, assaulted, dying in the process. And our Border Patrol agents can only do so much. And right now the thinking is that there are some places where it's going to be tight in terms of security, others that aren't. And once you get to America, there'll be free health care, free college, free food, free shelter, free this and that. And unfortunately, that's not always the case. You have many individuals that are not finding a place to live. Now, migrants have been asked to move from a Manhattan hotel, and they revolted. Dozens of asylum seekers set up a tent encampment outside because they did not want to go to a new shelter set up by Mayor Eric Adams. The encampment opened up outside the Watson Hotel, and they don't want to move to a shelter. And I get it. Some of these shelters might not be the safest place also. And so Mayor Eric Adams is trying to build tent cities, trying to propose facilities. You know, as everybody has kind of thrown shade on Governor Abbott and him not handling the crisis, he's like, look, if our cities are overwhelmed, we're going to ship them to sanctuary cities who aren't as overwhelmed. Well, now these sanctuary cities are saying they're overwhelmed. So Mayor Adams announced a shelter at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal that would become a new home for 1,000 male migrants. But that's just not enough as more migrants come in. So where's the U.S. government? Where's our executive branch doing something? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's been a lot of predictions about this year. Now we're going to have a horrible recession or we're not ever going to see a recession. Really? That everything's going to be fine. It's going to be a wonderful year. We're going to overcome COVID. COVID's going to go away. Or there's going to be the next horrible COVID. When you hear all these different predictions, and the average American is like, what the hell? So they're buying toilet paper. Every time I hear a new prediction, I buy toilet paper, and I feel better. Why do we buy toilet paper? I don't know. I guess because we worry about our tissues more than anything else. I think it's because we want to feel like we did something. You know, with the hoarding, it was interesting. There's Seinfeld reruns that play during the day. So sometimes when I take a break from seeing patients, I'll have the TV on. And there was the episode where the Today sponge was taken off the market. I think there was some bacterial contamination in one of the manufacturing plants. And the sponge, this contraceptive sponge, was used by Elaine. It was used by Susan, George's girlfriend, and I guess multiple people loved the Today sponge. And so there was a mad dash of trying to find it and then hoard it. And I think Jerry was dating somebody who had a whole bunch of boxes stored up in the closet. And so I saw that. I told my husband, I go, I think this is where I turned into a prepper. He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm not a big prepper, but I do like to make sure I have everything I think we need. God forbid there's a nuclear war or there's an attack or there's whatever. I go, it was this. In the 90s, when I was in medical school, I saw this. And I think that's what it was like an awe moment. And he's like, you're kidding me. And I was like, I think so. And I just remember that picture of Today's sponges. And I don't collect birth control by any means. But do I have some extra hormones for a rainy day? Yeah, I do. In case I lose hormones, yep. In fact, I always had a second pack of birth control in case I lost the first pack. Because I just didn't want to ever have to be rushing around. And it's preparation. I think preparation is fine. But I don't want to talk about sponges or anything. By the way, the Today sponge did come back on the market, and I think it is still used. It's still pretty popular. But that Seinfeld episode was pretty iconic. But when I hear that people say we're going to go to war with China, we're going to go to war with Putin, war is inevitable, I won't listen, or I won't run and buy toilet paper unless I hear it coming from our military. When our military talks, I listen. So a general, an Air Force general, Mike Minahan, had in a memo sent to the officers he commands, and this was obtained by NBC News, that my gut tells me we will fight in 2025. He says, I hope I am wrong. And this is a prediction from an Air Force general, a four-star, that we will be at war with China within 2 years. And he is telling them to get ready to prep by firing a clip at a target and aim for the head. This is in a memo that was sent Friday and obtained by NBC News. General Mike Minahan, head of Air Mobility Command, said, I hope I'm wrong. My gut tells me we will be fighting in 2025. Now, I love gut instincts. I understand some people could have a gut instinct and you're like, where the hell are you coming from? Where's that coming from? But somebody in the military? Someone who's a four-star general? I'll believe it. So Air Mobility Command has nearly 50,000 service members and nearly 500 planes is responsible for transport and refueling. General Minahan said in the memo that because both Taiwan and the U.S. will have presidential elections in 2024, the U.S. will be distracted. And Chinese President Xi Jinping will have an opportunity to move on Taiwan. Now, many of us thought that the Chinese president would have done that during the previous election, but it was still unsure if it was going to be Trump and then with Biden. I think they wanted to, you know, see how things played out with Biden. My gut, and I'm not in the military, so my opinion means way less, but my gut is Xi Jinping is watching America become less tolerant of our government and our government spending. And I think they are watching what is happening with Putin and the Ukraine war and waiting for Americans to become so exhausted with the spending and less supportive of helping Ukraine, which I do support us helping Ukraine. Ukraine's the only thing, you know, holding us back right now from World War III. But because it's going on so long, and we didn't really address Putin early on, he probably foresees America is going to buy the upteenth installment of funds and weaponry. Americans say no more. That's when I think China's going to then go after Taiwan and try to retake it. When they think America is going to be so accepting of any more foreign aid or spending. Now, the general, he lays out his goals for preparing, including building a fortified, ready, integrated, and agile joint force maneuver team, ready to fight and win inside the first island chain. The memo is addressed to all air wing commanders and Air Mobility Command and other Air Force operational commanders and orders them to report all major efforts to prepare for the China fight to Minahan by February 28th. During the month of February, he directs all AMC personnel to fire a clip into a 7-meter target with the full understanding that unrepentant lethality matters most. Aim for the head. He also orders all personnel to update the records and emergency contacts. Now, well, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Was this purposely leaked so that China sees we're ready? And because we don't necessarily have a formidable appearance in the White House, that the Air Force wants to look like, hey, guys, we're getting our acts together. We are going to be ready to go. If it, this could also be all for show. But, you know, if it was a memo that somehow got leaked, again, why is the military leaking? That shows some weakness. But, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing for China to know that we are ready to go. It is a little interesting that, you know, I mean, when you do shoot, you do, you know, aim for the head, or aim, you know, for the heart, you know, your training is pretty, is, you know, it's not, well, let's just maim them. They're trained to fight combat, so I'm not sure exactly what that, you know, empty a clip sort of analogy is supposed to be inspiring. It's kind of something that I think everybody in the military is already trained on. But in March, he directs all AMC personnel to consider their personal affairs and whether a visit should be scheduled with their servicing base legal office to ensure they are legally ready and prepared. I wonder if that also means in terms of advanced directives and in terms of wills and things like that. He says he accepts there's going to be some risk in training, run deliberately, not recklessly. If you are comfortable in your approach to training, then you are not taking enough risk. He says he also provides a window into one capability the U.S. is considering, according to NBC News, for possible conflict with China, commercial drone swarms. He directs the KC-135 units to prepare for delivering 100 off-the-shelf size and type UAVs from a single aircraft. So, a Defense Department official said these comments are not representative of the department's view on China. An AMC spokesperson confirmed in a statement Friday that the memo was real, said this is an authentic internal memo from General Minahan addressed to his subordinate command teams. His order builds on last year's foundational efforts by Air Mobility Command to ready the mobility air forces for future contact. So, does this mean we're going to go to war with China? What it means is, don't forget about, we might be very distracted with everything going on with Trump and the classified documents and Hunter Biden and Paul Pelosi's attack and everything else that seems to be going on in the news, the migrants, but China's watching. And China does want to supersede America in all respects, whether it's the space war, whether it's thank God we have a space force. Many people are thinking China is already kind of working on being able to attack us from space. China wants to be the world leader if they already don't think that already. And so America does have to be prepared. And luckily the military is still staying to their mission, and the military is still, you know, moving forward. I understand that they have to sometimes do things to make sure they appease what society wants them to do. But they're the only things keeping us safe if we get into a world conflict. So God bless our troops. And if this memo is right, I'm not surprised. And I really think Xi Jinping is just waiting for the right moment. And he's waiting for people to not want to spend and to have an more isolationist sentiment before he makes his move. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A sixth officer has been dismissed due to his role in the deadly beating of Tyree Nichols. Memphis police said action was taken against Preston Hemphill. However, what role he played on the night in question wasn't disclosed. More than 700 flights have been canceled today, FlightAware said, as winter weather alerts extend to more than 40 million people. Kentucky Congressman James Comer says lawmakers need to get serious about making spending cuts before raising the debt ceiling. While speaking at the National Press Club, the Republican said everything except Social Security and Medicare will be on the table for possible cuts, including defense spending. David Pecker, the former head of the company that publishes the National Enquirer, is expected to meet with Manhattan prosecutors as they are investigating former President Donald Trump, CNN reports. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Not sure why this is trending now, but at the end of our new year, right, December 31st in 2023, the numbers are going to be 123-123 for 12-31-23. So, going to see a lot of 123, 123. Not sure why we're talking about it now in January. Maybe because people are, you know, wishfully thinking the end of the year. It's not going to be a fun year. Hopefully it will be. All right, come on, guys. We're almost in February. January is almost done. All right, it's going to go by fast. Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it rolls. Okay? Time's going by fast. Now, the World Health Organization has released an updated report, this was this Friday, detailing medications that the government should have on hand in their strategic stockpile in the event of a radiological or nuclear emergency. Gee, I wonder why they're recommending that. Probably because Putin has nothing better to do but to make trouble. They said governments should have a national stockpile of personal protective equipment, but also a range of pharmaceuticals, including potassium iodide tablets, antiemetics, which is anti-nausea medicine, anti-diarrheal agents, decorporating agents, alkylating agents, and other medications. Not a lot of these are able to be purchased. A lot of people bought a potassium iodide over the internet when Putin first invaded Ukraine and was threatening nuclear. Potassium iodide protects you against thyroid cancer, not all the other cancers, because your thyroid will pick up iodide. So you end up tricking the thyroid into picking up potassium iodide as opposed to radioactive iodide. And thyroid cancer is serious stuff, but there's other things that we would have to obviously be prepared for. So according to Dr. Maria Nera, the acting assistant director general of World Health Organization, said in a statement Friday that it is essential that governments are prepared to protect the health of populations and respond immediately to emergencies. This includes having ready supplies of life-saving medications that will reduce risks and treat injuries from radiation. Somebody had been joking that, I think on the CDC website, I need to double-check this if it's still there, where to prepare for a nuclear emergency, get your COVID vaccine. I get what they're saying. The last thing they want is you to have COVID when you have to be able to run or move or get underground. So I get that, but radiological disasters can result from an accident at a nuclear power plant like Zaporizhia or the intentional detonation of a nuclear bomb in an armed conflict. So the World Health Organization did not name any specific conflict. Gee, I wonder who they were referring to. But the threat of radiological disaster has become a clear worldwide issue over the past year amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi, according to Fox News, said this month his agency is setting up a continuous presence of nuclear safety and security experts at Ukraine's nuclear facilities to help prevent a nuclear accident during the current military conflict. So the one thing about these wars is we might study wars and think they're very predictable and think that there's patterns. But when you have somebody that might be unstable, somebody who might have severe medical issues, which has been postulated for Putin, or somebody who may be on the verge of losing and they want to give it all it's got, it could be nothing is sacred and the nuclear power plants that they want to control could be huge targets. So, yeah, we do have to be ready. Russian officials have also repeatedly reminded the world that its weapons of mass destruction with Putin ally Dmitry Medvedev, the deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, saying last week that the loss of a nuclear power is a conventional war. In a conventional war can provoke the beginning of a nuclear war. So, WHO's report on Friday updates a list from 2007, and the organization says more novel treatments could be on the way. We don't really have a lot of research. They say research is making progress, but lately it's been all about COVID and other things, and so we always seem to be behind the curve, as we were with Ebola. So hopefully, I don't mind, you know, and everyone's like, oh, everyone's trying to freak everybody out about nuclear war. I don't mind the preparation aspect of it. I really don't. You know, I thought it was ridiculous that monkeypox was already circulating around the globe before we finally got our act together to start treating people and vaccinating people. And by the way, we used a smallpox vaccine. We didn't really have necessarily an mpox, which is now the new name for monkeypox. So we always seem to be behind the curve. We just cannot be behind the curve when it comes to, you know, Russia and war and all that. So I do agree. You know, with prepping, it's interesting what society does. Society tries to make preppers look bad. And I was at a conference and I met somebody who said, oh, I'm a prepper. And, you know, he talked to me about, you know, what he does. And it's interesting how he at first was a little skeptical of saying anything. And I had to immediately say, look, I totally get prepping. And I think that is something that is vital. I think there's a line between prepping and hoarding. You know, I had a very interesting past such that I always feel like whatever I have now is going to go, is going to get taken away. Anytime I had allowance or any time I had something, it was taken away. It was ripped away, and it was, you know, until I moved out and I was able to control what was mine was mine. And I don't mind sharing, but you build something, you try to save something, you know. And then when you go to 12, when you keep moving from 12 schools, you don't really think that where you're going to be in long term. So one of my little hang-ups I have is I still have boxes I don't unpack. Even though I know I'm going to live in my home, and I've been in my home now for 7 years, I just want to save the boxes. I save boxes because I keep thinking we're going to move again. It's just something that, I mean, you know, when you move as many times as I have, you just feel like you're going to move and, like, save the boxes. This way we don't have to go and buy boxes. I can't stand buying boxes. But in terms of prepping, you know, if you want to have a weapon, have a weapon. I mean, make sure it's stored properly. Make sure the kids don't have access to it. Make sure your kids, if they're old enough, have training, understand that it's not a toy. I think all kids should be trained. They need to know knife safety. They need to know stove safety. They need to know fire safety. They need to know animal safety, dog safety, and they need to know gun safety. So make sure there's a proper training course that they take to learn about it. Make sure your guns are in a gun safe. But I think everybody should have things that they feel like they will need in case things go to hell. One thing, when we opened the show talking about how the Red Cross, it says we're very underprepared for the next pandemic. One of the reasons why we're so underprepared is because people are selfish. I mean, we've seen it in movies, and we're like, oh, well, they're just acting out. No. I saw behavior from my fellow humans and fellow neighbors that was despicable. You're really going to call the police on a bunch of people meeting outside in a parking lot, social distancing? People were calling police on each other. People were hoarding medications and hoarding toilet paper. And it was every man for themselves. And the reason why, that's probably one of the most igniting emotions that happens. Because you have a family, you have kids, you have all that. And you're like, okay, you know, we're going to come up with a plan. All of a sudden you hear that there's going to be something not available to your family and you need to protect your family. Then you jump on the bandwagon. Which is why always prepare when it's not the time to prepare. For those of you that want to have potassium iodide tablets, maybe get them now. Get a bottle so you have it at the house. For those of you that don't have an up-to-date fire extinguisher, get that. If you don't have enough toilet paper, it doesn't hurt to have enough toilet paper or napkins or Kleenex you could use. Couldn't buy toilet paper anywhere, so you have to use Kleenex. That's fine. Or pee in the shower. Water. Make sure you have plenty of water. Make sure you have extra food. Foods that you could open up, a can opener, things you could cook, little camping. I think camping equipment is fantastic. So you could cook, feed, water filter, things like that. So I think prepping is smart because I don't think we're prepared. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember there was a bunch of children who died, I believe, in Indonesia from bad cough syrup? Well, Indonesian police said on Monday that a local trader of industrial-grade chemicals sold them as pharmaceutical-grade, leading to their use in medicated syrups that authorities suspect may have caused deaths of more than 200 children across the country. Ooh, that ticked me off. Authorities said two ingredients, ethylene glycol and diethylene glycol, found in some syrup-based paracetamol medications, which is similar to Tylenol, were linked to acute kidney injury, of which many children suffered. The two ingredients are used in antifreeze, brake fluids, and other industrial applications, but also as a cheaper alternative in some pharmaceutical products to glycerin, which is a solvent or thickening agent in many cough syrups. They can be toxic and can lead to acute kidney injury. Pepit Rismanto, a senior police official, told reporters authorities that they found that CV Samudera Chemical, the company sold, quote, industrial-grade ethylene glycol and diethylene glycol as pharmaceutical-grade polyethylene propylene glycol manufactured by Dow Chemical Thailand, supplied them to distributors of local drug makers. Nobody checked. Police have arrested and charged officials at Samudera and its distributor, CV Anugrah Perdana Gemiling. More suspects may be named as the investigation continues. I hope they get them all. This was ridiculous. Reuters cannot immediately reach CV Samudera Chemical or its distributor for comment. Rizwan Sipayung, the president and director of Dow Indonesia, said the company was committed to working with the government, distributors, and industry partners to do our best or our part in mitigating the pervasive and urgent issue of counterfeiting and tackling this industry-wide problem with all stakeholders. Last week, the World Health Organization called for immediate and concerted action to protect children from contaminated medicines after about 300 deaths in Gambia, Uzbekistan, and Indonesia were linked to cough syrups within the last year. So some of you would ask why I don't sell supplements. One of the main reasons, I opened up my practice in the year 2000. I didn't want to sell supplements because I didn't know what the hell was in them. I mean, I know what vitamin D is. I know what calcium is. I know what vitamin C is. But I would have to then trust the company that gave them to me and know that every chemical that was in there was appropriate for consumption. Now, there's a lot of supplements. Supplements make a lot of money. But one of the reasons, and there's multiple reasons why I didn't sell supplements, but one of the reasons was if I couldn't know at all times what you were getting, even if the bottle I had in my hand, I knew. I didn't know what was being shipped to you or what you were buying. I couldn't put my name on it. And I understand people have made a lot of money on vitamins. People have made a lot of money on these supplements. I know that. But I can't live with myself if I can't feel like I could vet it appropriately. And sadly, something like this is exactly what I was worried about. Where you have some idiot cutting costs, being a company that you think is doing the proper vetting, and instead giving you something that is not healthy or appropriate. Another reason why I didn't sell supplements is because I had a hard enough time convincing people to go and get their mammogram or get a colonoscopy. And if people thought I had any financial stake, they wouldn't do it. And I want to make sure you guys, you know, protect against breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer. Do your blood work. I don't make money on any of that. But you needed to know that if I recommended it, it's because I really thought it was good for you. I didn't want anybody to think I had a financial interest in any of the things I was recommending. That's why we have guidelines, so you know why this is being recommended. But, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Russian hackers are claiming responsibility for a cyber attack that brought down the websites of more than a dozen U.S. hospitals Monday morning. Did you guys hear about this? 14 top U.S. hospitals and universities, including Stanford and Duke, have been hit by Russian cyber gang Killnet. Killnet is a pro-Russia group known for distributing denial-of-service DDoS attacks over the past year. Says it took down 14 hospitals today. Stanford, Duke, Cedars of Sinai. I was born at Cedars of Lebanon, which is now Cedars of Sinai in California. Don't be messing with my hospital. Daily Mail found 7 hospital websites were back in service by noon Eastern time. It's unclear why these websites were targeted, but the hacking group is known for attacks in nations like the U.S. that have opposed Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Previous Killnet targets include airports, banks, defense contractors. We're very vulnerable. It's unclear how the outage may have affected the internal hospital systems or impacted patient care. University of Michigan told Daily Mail that no patient information was impacted. Hospitals in the Netherlands were also reportedly impacted by a DDoS attack from Russia. The attacks work, but what they do is they try to overwhelm a website's servers, flood it with traffic using a network of machines. They're infected with malware. They're being operated remotely, and they will connect to the IP address of a website. All of these will do so simultaneously. Hackers will then overwhelm the website's servers by connecting thousands of machines to it all at once. As a result, the website will be caught in a traffic jam. Then they get an error message. Well, if you're running a hospital, you need your software to work. Why? Because we moved from paper charts and using paper to a computer. So I hear that people can't order CAT scans, they can't order tests, they can't order labs, they can't get into the medicines, because everything is now reliant on a computer. Killnet targeted U.S. banking agent JPMorgan Chase with a similar attack. The bank, they were able to shrug it off, said no impact on its operations. A lot of hospitals are able to do it as well, but for some of them, they pay the ransom. And they know that these hospitals are at the mercy. These hospitals can't go 1 minute without functioning. If not, they've got to start shipping patients. Because, again, they don't know how to open up a paper chart. See, I'd be like, grab paper. I mean, you know, there was a student, a resident who called me going, I don't know what to do. We can't access it. I have to write an order. I have to order a test. I go downstairs to radiology. That's where radiology was always downstairs because they don't need windows. So they go to the basement. I'm like, go downstairs to radiology. And, you know, because the room has to be dark for them to read these, right? And ask them for the CT. We can't do it that way anymore. I heard that when in one hospital they grabbed a piece of, they grabbed a paper towel, wrote the orders on a paper towel. Where's the paper? Why aren't there paper? There used to always be paper and pens. Write it down, hold on to it. You can make screenshots of it, and then, or take pictures of it, and then, once the computers are up, input it all in there. You can still take care of patients. We have two hands. But it doesn't work like that. Everything's now computerized. We're being told that medical records of 42 million Americans have been leaked since 2016. 42 million American medical records. And you wonder why people don't want to go to the doctor for their STD or tell their doctor anything. So websites that were included were Stanford, Duke University, North Carolina, Cedars of Sinai in L.A., University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Pennsylvania, Jefferson Health in Philly, Abrazo Health in Phoenix, Abrazo Health, Alliant, AtlantiCare from Atlantic County, Jersey. They said those still affected include Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor, Mott Children's Hospital, I guess it's associated with Huntsville Hospital in Alabama, Anaheim Regional Medical Center in California, Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center in California, Buena Vista Regional Medical Center in Storm Lake, and the Heart of the Rockies Regional Medical Center in Salina, Colorado. Other entities, they said that have been attacked have even been airports, such as Hartsville, Jackson International Airport, Lockheed Martin was apparently attacked, government websites in Japan and Hungary. They're not going to stop unless we stop them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.